98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by 72 Sold. Get the price for your home at 72sold.com.
Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Good morning. Time for the Rush Hour Reboot. But I have, this is not breaking news, but I have news that might make you feel a little, that make you feel pretty good. Yeah, Minch forgot cowbells. There you go.
There we go.
And that is, because of the Jets' possible positive test, keep in mind the lab that most NFL tests are certified is in New Jersey. They'll be able to get full clarification on the player's status today and won't have to wait until tomorrow like other teams.
All these labs in New Jersey right there. Wasn't it a lab in New Jersey that had all these false positives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's so many things. Well, you have to understand. There's so many bad things in Jersey that they've got to have a lot of labs to test.
Okay, you got that right.
That's right. All right, go for it, Maloney.
So after that presumptive positive player test today, all Jets players and coaches were sent home. Here's Cardinals GM Steve Keim on the Cardinals' plans now.
Yep, all plans are the same until someone tells us to change. So we'll fly out today and be there the next 2 days. Hopefully play on Sunday.
Your reaction?
That's fantastic, honestly. I did ask Steve Keim, if you had your druthers, what would you like to see?
Well, and he said?
What did he say?
My cut won't play.
Minch, I'm going to need you to pull that.
Frustration. No, he said, you know what? He'd like to see the game played as scheduled, and there's a lot of logic behind that. I, for whatever reason, wouldn't mind seeing the Cardinals play a Sunday night game.
Makes
Just
sense.
Just go ahead. Absolutely. Leave the same time. Hey, go Friday. Got no problem with that. Leave today. Is that what's happening? Well, guess what? Life stinks for a lot of people. You leave today and you play Sunday night? I'd love that.
Of course, I don't know how NBC will feel when you say, we're going to borrow this New York market from you for Sunday night football for our little shindig.
And Kyler Murray.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Maloney.
Wow. Okay, my news boss is going all crazy. But we did get some good NFL news with the Titans and the Patriots this morning. Both had no positive COVID tests. So do you think the league's trending in the right direction?
I don't believe anything that's coming out of Tennessee. I don't believe anything that's coming out of the Tennessee Titans right now at this point in time. I really don't. Listen, they had 48 hours where they were clear. They were in the clean, man. It was go. It just all went away. This incubation period, this is real. There was an outbreak, as we all know, within that Tennessee Titans locker room. And I don't think we're done yet with positive tests from Tennessee.
You know, there's...
That stinks.
You know, the two most important words from the Auction Community Studios is mental toughness.
Yes, mental toughness, redundance.
And this is the Super Bowl that will test all mental toughness more than any other Super Bowl we've ever had. Because there's going to be confusion. There's going to be adversity. There's going to be a team that might only play 14 games, or we might move the Super Bowl to late February because we're spreading out to get more games in to get all teams to play 16. And you might be a one seed that doesn't play for 3 weeks. Who knows what's going to happen? Are you tough enough to handle it? The Cardinals weren't for the last 2 weeks. How are they going to fare this week?
Just don't say mental toughness.
Well, you guys asked Steve Keim moments ago, where are you at on the football character of your guys?
I do believe in them. But at the same time, I am very, very disappointed with the way we've played the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it comes down to making plays and executing. And to be quite frank with you, you know, we got a lot of guys making a lot of money. And that's the way you got to build a roster. You've got to allocate the money in particular spots. And when you see players who are making an absorbent amount of money, those guys have to be productive. And in my opinion, you know, our stars have not played like stars, so to speak.
Who do you think he's calling out?
I think number one is Pat P. I think number two is Chandler Jones, although he did say later that has a little bit to do with opportunities, and there's that. I don't know if it's Fitz because he's doing his job if they're not throwing him the ball.
Well, I think that's what he meant by opportunities.
Yeah.
I think it's Larry Fitzgerald as well. Hey, Larry's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
The production right now is not there. Why is the production not there? It's not because of Fitz, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the opportunities or lack thereof. Mm.
I wonder if there's also a if he does mean Jones and Fitz a little bit, maybe he's not talking about the field. Maybe he's talking a little bit about Larry standing up and saying, throw me the ball.
Right.
You know, and things like that, more leadership type stuff.
I watch Larry Fitzgerald, Basinonians run, and I don't see any difference in Larry.
I'm with you.
This year to last year.
Yep.
I see no difference.
Last night, Tom Brady appeared to forget it was fourth down on the Buccaneers' final drive as they fell to the Bears 20-19. What happened? Here's Brady.
Yeah, I knew we needed a chunk, and I was thinking about more yardage. And then, you know, it was bad execution. And we had a great opportunity there, so just didn't execute when we needed to.
He's wrong twice here. That's what's so disconcerting. He says, I knew we needed a chunk. Well, of course you did in the grand scheme to get free to get the field goal, but it was, sorry to be picky, it was fourth and six, and you had a receiver open 5 yards down the field.
The graphic said fourth and five.
You didn't need to get a chunk, Tom. So you're wrong twice. You didn't know it was fourth down, and you said, I knew we needed to get a chunk. No, you didn't. Take what you had a wide open receiver in Keyshawn Vaughn. He was terrible.
I just honestly right now, I still can't believe what I saw a lot of Tom Brady, the fact he didn't know it was fourth down. He did not know it was fourth down when he made that throw. You're screaming at Ryan Jensen, your center. You're screaming because he made a mental mistake. He did. He lost his cool, lost his temper, headbutted.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Didn't headbutt him hard, but headbutted a DB, lost his cool. You're screaming at him. Screaming at him. And then you didn't know it was the last play of the game? When it was the last play of the game?
I got to tell you. In my book, as a guy that's never once played in the NFL, Brady's error is much more egregious. At least I can understand my lineman losing his mind.
Correct.
In the heat of competition versus you, the quarterback.
And I love Tom Brady.
And I'm not a fan of it if you're in a second-year quarterback who doesn't know what down it is.
Shocking.
You're Tom Brady?
Shocking to see Tom Brady make that fundamental mistake.
Absolutely. Right now, the Cardinals are planning to leave today. But what else are they planning for their schedule? You need to know the latest next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. There you go.
Oh, wait a minute. Hour number three, ladies and gentlemen. What was I doing with the two in the air? Hour number three, Tom Brady. Everyone's watching to see what you do. You better believe it. Slide on them Jordache jeans and somebody tell me why I sound like I am broadcasting in a tin can. Flash the thread. Put on them lizard skin boots, boy. Take out that comb and brush back that fine feathered hair. It's a Friday and the party's not going to be the same without you. Everybody's working for the weekend. Flash the three, baby. Hour number three, Mitch, you're messing me up in a big, big way with your Tom Brady four. Tom Brady, Basinonians, if you didn't know it, threw a ball on fourth down that he thought was third down. You want a piece of my heart. I think we've all been there before, have we not, my friends? We've made a mistake.
Oh, I was gonna say, I've never been standing in the middle of an NFL stadium thinking it was the wrong down. I can tell you that.
Boy, that was bad. A bad look, I would say.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bad looks. 10 men on the field for a goal line stand.
Let's just go optics.
That's bad.
Optics.
Flashing
the
four.
Part of the program. Optics.
And looking at the ref. What's even crazier is we know how argumentative on the field Tom Brady is.
Yes.
So what's shocking is that he's not argumentative about it. You would think if he would make that mistake, he would have started yelling. Wait, it's fourth down. All of you are wrong.
Yes, right.
And he was like, hey, isn't this fourth down? I mean, even he wasn't convicted on it.
Well, first of all, let me just say I love the fact that Tom Brady went nuts on Ryan Jensen. Absolutely nuts when Jensen got a 15-yard personal foul penalty, right? And to me, again, this is what leadership is. This is what leadership does.
But I hope he went right over to Ryan Jensen afterwards.
Leadership is about challenging your teammates a lot of the time. It's about challenging them. You're holding yourself to a level that you're going to hold everyone else to. You're going to hold yourself to a higher standard even. I can tell you right now, I loved seeing Tom Brady jawing at, and I mean screaming at Ryan Jensen for that personal foul penalty, because it killed him. They had a drive going. It really did hurt them badly. Now all of a sudden you're going to do that? Boy, you better be the first one in that locker room to stand up afterwards and say, and I'm sure he was, This is on me.
I don't have any breaking news on the newest situation with Cardinals Jets. It was breaking at around 6:45 this morning. But there is an interesting, if you don't mind me reading into a pattern about Adam Schefter, then I think I can guesstimate something. Adam Schefter is normally one that if he has information that there's probably going to be a change, he'll start throwing out different areas of speculation. This might happen, this might happen, this might happen. He hasn't gone down that road at all. He's still tweeting a very cautious road. Here's his latest tweet. The ESPN NFL insider says, Jets training facility is shut down, and the team is going virtual until they have the results of the test they are rerunning on the player who tested positive this morning.
Okay.
That seems a little prudent, calm, abundance of caution type thing. If you just tuned in and you don't know everything that's going on, at 6:45 this morning it was reported that there was a prospective positive test of a New York Jets player, and that was it. No notice of multiple tests, nothing that was alarming to anybody, and they're just reconfirming that test right now. And another tweet from Mike Garofolo says, hey, the lab is right there in New Jersey. So they're going to get results very quickly. So honestly, if we find out that they come back and say, hey, false positive, we're good, nothing changes.
Yeah.
The speculation becomes, all right, what happens if the second test is positive? As far as Steve Keim was concerned, right at 7:45, an hour after the breaking news.
This is all evolving in real time, man. And I don't want to speculate on anything without having a more complete set of facts. So I've talked to Joe Douglas, the general manager of the Jets, and I know Michael's talked to the league. But there's nothing really we can do other than prepare as needed. Like everything else in 2020, we will prepare as normal and just adjust as necessary. Mm. So a lot of moving parts, but we'll be ready for whatever's ahead of us.
So typically, they like to fly out on a Friday where they're getting in around 9 o'clock, somewhere around there, right? Getting in on an East Coast trip somewhere around 9 o'clock at night, right? And if that's the case, that means they're leaving, what, at 2 o'clock? Maybe 2 o'clock this afternoon to get, if they left at 2, that would really be 5 o'clock there, and then you have a 4-hour flight to New York, right? Roughly a 4-hour flight, I would say that it is, somewhere near that vicinity right there, arriving at the hotel around 9 o'clock. So it does give them time, doesn't it? It gives them some time right here on a Friday before they actually board a plane and fly on out of here.
The one thing that's interesting is, okay, if you think you're playing on Sunday, do you still go today? Or do you say, you know what? Let's get in a day of practice and let's sacrifice the body clock thing and go on Saturday and treat it like a game that we normally fly out on Saturday. Because that's not dramatically different. It's just that's what you do when it's not an East Coast game. So, hey, let's practice Friday. Let's plan on playing Sunday at 10. Because I think the one thing that's difficult is choosing to fly, being in New York, and then finding out the game has been changed.
Yo,
I think that's more of a distraction than just not leaving until tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say on that. Think about it, though. If they get
you could
word
say that's
back,
brilliant.
No, actually, it's not going to be brilliant at all, Douglas. It isn't. And the reason being, of course, is because if they get word, the word is going to be either the guy was positive. It was positive or he was negative.
Mm-hmm.
And now negative, I'm going to do everything the same. I'm just going to get on that plane. They're going to get some type of word, some type of information before they board that plane, I would imagine.
Because I guarantee you the NFL is already, I say I guarantee like I'm not in the room.
I wouldn't change anything unless all of a sudden they're going to move the game.
This is what Steve Keim said as of now.
Yep, all plans are the same until someone tells us to change. So we'll fly out today and be there the next 2 days. Hopefully play on Sunday.
I would endorse that message.
I guarantee you what the NFL does now is they hope that it's a false positive.
Yes.
But they plan for every contingency of the negative. Okay. Now that we're in this situation, let's hope it's negative. But if we move it to Sunday night, NBC, how are you going to feel about that? If we have a triple header Monday, ESPN, what do you need from us? What bone do you need from us later in the season or in next year's schedule or in a Super, you know, whatever? What do we have to do here? Tuesday night, can we double up on Tuesday? Jets, Cardinals, how do you feel? Jets, you're going to Chargers next week, all the way out to L.A. How big? I don't really worry about your fit if you don't like having to fly to L.A. after a Tuesday night game. You deal with it. Cardinals, you play on Monday night. I don't mind pushing your game back because you still got a normal, reasonably normal window to get ready since you're on your long week, your eight-day prep week for Dallas. I think that they're putting all the plans in place, and pretty much the Cardinals will kind of know today, hey, if he tests negative, great.
Right.
And if he tests positive, here's your new plan.
I would just, once again, I would proceed, if I were the Arizona Cardinals, I'd do it exactly the way they're doing it. I'd let all the guys know, hey, we're flying out today. That's what we're doing. We're leaving today until we're told otherwise. I'd keep the schedule the same. As much as you possibly could, because it just says, okay, we're staying on track right now. You better stay focused. You better stay locked in. Don't sit here and think, oh, the game's not going to happen. You got to stay mentally prepared. I'd do everything exactly the same until I'm told otherwise.
Coming up next.
I think he's got to play better.
That's Steve Keim looking at a lot of his higher-priced guys. Next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Interesting to pay attention to Chandler Jones over the next 2 weeks. Not only do you have Joe Flacco, statuesque quarterback in his first start in a long time as the quarterback for the Jets, but tough news if you're a Cowboys fan. Mike McCarthy just announced your left tackle, Tyron Smith, neck surgery out for the season.
No way. Oh, my goodness. That's a huge blow. That's a huge loss to that offense.
I don't have the Cowboys schedule memorized, but I believe they're either home against the Giants or at – no, they can't be at New York because the Cardinals are. So I think they're home against the Giants this weekend. If you're a Cowboys fan, feel free to tell me, you know, you got that dead wrong. But if I'm right about that, they'll at least get one game under their belt with whoever's going to play left tackle to get prepared for the Cardinals. But still, they lost a heck of a player before they're going to take on the Cardinals. So you look at Chandler Jones and you say, all right, I realize people are scheming. I realize things are a little different right now for you. But you're going up against Joe Flacco and a new left tackle in the next 2 weeks. What can you do? We asked the general manager a question that's kind of tough to ask. Right now, Larry and Chandler Jones do not have the stats to back up the finances or the expectations. But what does the film say?
I would say more about opportunities. You know, those guys just need to get opportunities. Larry, you know, was open for a 40-yard completion the first series against Carolina, and Kyler just missed him. Mm-hmm. So Chandler had probably three or four opportunities to get sacks this past weekend. He was right there. Unfortunately, Teddy Bridgewater got the ball out quickly. So those guys are right there. We just got to make the plays. And, again, we got to get them both involved because we know that Chandler can be a true game changer in terms of taking the ball away and the field position aspect of it. And we obviously know Larry is sort of the heart and soul of the offense and gets everybody going.
Here's the thing I love about this conversation right here, Basin Odines. When you're talking about Larry Fitzgerald and you're talking about Chandler Jones, you're talking about two guys that are self-motivated individuals. You're talking about two guys. Do you think they feel the pressure right now of not producing? You better believe it. I will promise you right now, Larry Fitzgerald and Chandler Jones, they're the harshest critic of themselves. They're the ones that are actually talking about they're the ones that are talking about this right now. Did somebody get hit with a baseball bat?
We don't know what that noise
was.
Okay,
that was really weird right there. But these guys are feeling it more than anybody else. Chandler Jones doesn't need anybody to get on him to go out and play and be ready to play. Larry Fitzgerald needs absolutely nobody to say a stinking word to him. So when you hear Steve Keim talking about opportunities, yeah, he's right. It is because of opportunity. But I'll guarantee you, from their perspective, Larry's perspective, and Chandler's perspective, it's not about opportunity. It's just about not getting it done.
I like that you're saying that, but in this context, I admit I'm not concerned about their perspective. You know why? Because Steve Keim brought it up. I think that's what's really interesting here. If you didn't hear it, we asked today, you're 0-2 against teams that we feel like you have more talent than. Now you've got the adversity of a coronavirus potentially screwing up all information about this Jets game. Where are you at on the football character of your guys?
I do believe in them, but at the same time, I am very, very disappointed with the way we've played the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it comes down to making plays and executing. And to be quite frank with you, you know, we got a lot of guys making a lot of money, and that's the way you got to build a roster. Is you've got to allocate the money in particular spots. And when you see players who are making an absorbent amount of money, those guys have to be productive. And in my opinion, you know, our stars have not played like stars, so to speak.
I bring this up because when you have the general manager saying, we're paying you guys a lot of money, then I immediately go down the salary list and say, okay, are you talking generically? We're spending $110 million and you guys aren't bringing enough to the table? Or is he talking about Chandler Jones? Well, there he said no. Chandler's at $16 million. Is he talking about Larry Fitzgerald? He kind of said no. Larry's not getting the opportunity. Maybe that's a Cliff thing, a Kyler thing. But we asked him, well, what about Patrick Peterson?
I think he's got to play better. You know, he's got tremendous skills. He's been an all-pro the majority of his career. He's a captain. So we have high expectations for Pat. And I know he's got high expectations for himself as well. So hopefully he'll be ready to go this week. You know, he'll have some challenges on his hands. I know they get Jamison Crowder back. So, again, we're looking for him to bounce back this week and to play at a high level.
Listen, all three of those guys care about how they play, in my opinion. All three of those guys care about how they play, and for good reason. Now, maybe it's for different reasons as to why they care about how they play, but they're for good reasons. And I can tell you, the reason why, again, I'll look at it from their perspective, because they're not looking at it like, well, I'm just lacking the opportunities. I don't think that's the case. I hope it's not the case.
But
the accountability of saying, hey, listen, you know what? Every time I go out there on a play and run a play, I've got the opportunity to make a play. Now, listen, it looks like when I watch Pat P, I don't know if Pat P is saying that. I don't know if Pat P is saying that about himself. I think Pat P would be the first one to tell you he has not played as well as he should be playing.
Well, what do you hear from Steve Keim? Because there's only two ways to look at it. When he says we're paying people this money.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, when he says that line, he's either being generic that, hey, we're paying all these guys produce, or he's specifically looking at guys that have big paychecks and saying we're not getting enough from you. I think it's the latter, and then I start going down the list, and if he's kind of talking about opportunity, I don't think he's putting Fitz and Chandler Jones on that list. But when I look at Justin Pugh, when I look at DJ Humphreys, when I look at Kenyon Drake, and when I look at Pat P, I do have to ask, gentlemen, you're one of the top seven paid players on the team, the four of you, and the GM just said, I'm not talking basically Chandler and Fitz, and I don't think the four of you have been playing all that great. There you go.
Yeah, listen, Douglas, there's no doubt about it. You need your best players to play great. And I don't think DJ Humphreys has played his best game yet. I don't think Pat P has played his best game yet. I think Justin Pugh, you could say the exact same thing. And I think Justin has actually
he has had
said,
a couple good games. But
yeah, but again, I think he's a guy that is going to look at himself and be fair in critiquing himself. I just, these guys are pros. The guys you just mentioned are pros to me, and they care about their production. That much I know, and that's why I care about their perspective as opposed to Steve. even though Steve's, oddly enough, will be the deciding factor on a lot of these guys and their future with the Arizona Cardinals. But to me, as a former player, I'm always going to be from that player's perspective, based on earnings. I'm never going to change or apologize from that. And yet, I'm looking at these guys, and to me, these guys care about their production.
Well, let me put it through your filter. I know you didn't probably drive into work to the Cardinals facility and spend all morning long listening to sports talk radio at the time, but it will get back to them. It will get back to the 5, 6, 7 highest paid players that the general manager said, we're paying these guys a lot and we're not seeing what we want.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think they will?
They don't care. They don't care. Because to them, it's about them doing their job and going out. And where's the production? Chandler Jones, I guarantee you, Chandler Jones beating himself up right now about where's the production. You know, don't tell me about the chip. Don't tell me about the slide of the offensive line. Don't tell me about all the attention I'm getting on the defensive side of the ball. Where's the production?
Where is
the production? You've got to have that kind of mentality. And with our conversation of Larry Fitzgerald and talking about Chandler Jones, DJ Humphries is a guy that, I know it, he loathes himself when he goes out there and doesn't perform up to his potential. Mm-hmm. I know that personally because I know him.
Coming up next,
guys I don't know as well.
You're a big-time salesperson. You've got this big proposal that you've got to present. 48 hours before the presentation, the guy calls you and says, we still want you to come, but we've had a couple positive COVID tests. Oh, just boy. Wanted to let you know. Are you going?
Yep.
Because that might be what some Cardinals players are thinking about right now. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
This is a little cattywampus, the rhythm here, but I get it. Oh!
I say we do Wolf's five-star games.
What a failure. What a massive failure I am this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Get over yourself.
By the way,
humility is a wonderful master.
If you want to have fun in life, set your digital board on fire in the mortar in the middle of a pandemic when you don't know if your NFL team is playing for sure this weekend.
What are you talking about? Our digital board, it actually caught fire?
Not today.
Okay.
But it had been on fire, and now we just find things out that are wrong in the middle of doing things.
And the show should catch fire.
But the truth be told, it's more fun to just blame Mitch, because all this stuff has happened since Mitch has been trying to take over. So it's
easy to blame me, isn't it?
Well, but it's true.
Mitch is down in a hole right now. Just got to come out of it, Mitch, at some point in time. Crawl out of it. Just like the Arizona Cardinals, right? Tell the truth. It's the only way out of this problem.
Yeah, there you go. This is Larry Fitzgerald yesterday. All right. Well, I was going to get the finish. There you go.
Oh, there it is. More.
You're no different. You're not immune to, you know, what's going on out in the world. You know, I mean, there's been millions of people who have contracted this virus, you know, the President of the United States, you know, and the First Lady and many people in the White House who are, you know, they have access to the very, very best of the best technology, resources, doctors, precautionary measures, and it wasn't even good enough to keep them safe. And so the NFL and us players are no different. And, you know, the NFL is doing a great job of doing what they can to mitigate the exposures that we have. But, you know, there's nothing foolproof about this. You know, there's so much that we don't understand, we don't have knowledge about, and that we continue to learn day to day. So, you know, all we can do is follow the precautionary measures and just, you know, hope and pray that, you know, we can continue to keep playing. But, you know, if things change. We just got to roll with the punches.
Shout out to the late, great Denny Green and to Steve Ruth Hume at the same time. That is irony right there. Because that was from yesterday. That's Larry Fitzgerald yesterday talking about coronavirus, how to take it seriously, following the protocols, because it's been dealing with it from an NFL level, but not from a Cardinals level. And this morning at 6:45, for the first time, it became a Cardinals level issue, not because of anything that happened in Tempe, but because a New York Jets player has had a presumptive positive test. And according to Steve Keim, nothing changes for us until somebody said change. So they're planning on flying to New York
today. So you're telling me that cut was from Larry Fitzgerald yesterday? Oh, my goodness, right there. That is, can we all just vote for Larry, by the way? Let's just vote for Larry Fitzgerald. I don't care what it is right now. When he runs for office, and he will, mark my words.
Really?
Could you not see him being the governor of Arizona? Oh my goodness. I get glove.
How would you like to be the person that is running for the other party, whatever party Fitz runs for, and you've got to debate Larry Fitzgerald? One of the nicest men in the world, and you've got to take him on.
Not only that, and it pains me to say this because he's from Pitt, but he's sharp as a tack as well. So now all of a sudden, oh my goodness.
And his ability to softly trash talk, I mean, he would say so many funny things that you would be lost. You'd have no chance.
Done. Bait. I mean, this is a guy that would have an approval rating year four of his governorship. He'd have an approval rating in the 90s. What's your chance of that? I would love to see that right there. And I think that's going to happen. I do. I think politics could be on the horizon for Fitz.
Wow, that's good. Cardinals are expected to go. They're expected to fly out. Okay. No different. Now, is there anybody on the team that is a little hesitant? Is there anybody on the team that has second? Because now this is the first time where you are going to get on a plane to face a team that's had a positive test.
Yes.
Are you, this is what I do for a living. I'm ready to go.
Here's why I'm worried about this right now. To your point about some players possibly opting out. It's because of this incubation period.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about this, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, saying, oh my goodness, the NFL and what's going on with the NFL right now and the daily testing that's going on twice a day in some situations, right? That this is really going to give you a great idea as to what's going on with COVID.
I bet you there's things that Dr. Fauci is going to learn from the NFL that we did not know. And the Titans are kind of a major case in the sense that you might have had one guy come in with it. You don't know. It spreads like wildfire. Then you go two straight days of no positive tests. And then, bam, you get another two guys.
Which is big.
So does that mean you shouldn't play Jets Cardinals at all Sunday because you need to let it breathe and make sure nobody else picked it up? Are you okay if this guy is the only guy that tests positive, but it was one day, you got everybody out of the facility, you're okay to go? And Cardinals players, are you willing to risk it? And I don't want to throw him under the bus here, but what about a guy like Pat P?
Yeah.
What about a guy that might have underlying health conditions? Should you be more worried than somebody else?
It seems like there's an incubation period that is 3 days here. 3 days. 3 days. Sounds like a short story.
So you're looking at it like maybe there's guys with the Jets that have it, are testing negative, and it won't show up until Sunday morning on a test?
3 days. So I'm talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's one of the reasons why I think we're seeing the NFL move games to Monday night or Tuesday because of 3 days, maybe this window. And I think the Tennessee Titans example is the best example of that you could possibly have. Stop and think about it. You're testing these guys every day, sometimes twice a day, and it didn't show up till that third day.
I think it's such an important point because look at it from a Titans perspective right now. It's easy to forget this because we're not Titans fans. They've already had a forced bye weekend. They were supposed to play last weekend and didn't.
Yes.
Then they're supposed to play this Sunday, and they're not. They've been moved to Tuesday, and we just assume that's going to happen. So it's easy for us to forget, but this is now a two-week endeavor.
2 weeks.
With the Tennessee Titans, I would assume maybe the NFL, abundance of caution, might look at this and say, I don't want to put Jets-Cardinals Sunday. Because I want to make sure we don't have a Titans situation where it lingers longer than we expect just because we have negative tests.
Think about it right now, though. If, in fact, you moved it back from a 10 a.m. start time, which would be 1 o'clock local, and you moved it back to 7 o'clock, that 6 hours might be the difference in getting back results. It might be the difference in that 72-hour window, and maybe you feel better playing the game at night, just sliding it back because you know you're going to get results.
So do you, as an organization, if you're Michael Bidwill, are you all on board to flying out today, having no idea if anything's going to change, right. Finding a way to practice on Saturday or have a walkthrough in the hotel, and then you find out Sunday you're not playing, and maybe you're not going to play until Tuesday, so do you just stretch it out and stay there? Do you fly straight to Dallas? Do you suddenly call the Greenbrier in between? I mean, what are you going
not.
To do? Was that the selfish, hey, don't go there without me?
What are you doing? Going to the Greenbrier. I honestly believe, first of all, I'm gonna do everything the same. Right.
Ooh, Greenbrier. Fancy.
I'm gonna do everything the same. I am gonna okay, until I hear otherwise, get on that plane. We're leaving today. We're not gonna go ahead and cancel. We're not gonna reschedule and fly out Saturday. We're doing just as we planned. Get on a plane.
And do you truly believe
here otherwise?
Do you truly believe a general manager won't look at you a little squirrely if you say, hey, I'm going to opt out for this game? I'm a little nervous. They say they won't. They're not supposed to.
Here's the thing, though. I think the opt-out might come later, like before the game. Can you imagine if, oh, my goodness, what a nightmare that would be. That would be an absolute nightmare.
No time to change your game plan?
Yeah. That would be... Worst case scenario, right there, a player opting out right before the game.
This is an advanced thought, but what about when we get into week 12, week 13, when teams are out of the playoff run, and then all of a sudden there's a small outbreak, and they're going to go, wait, I'm not going anywhere near this now. You're still just as convicted as you were in September and October? That's a big question. Coming up next with Doug and Wolf live in the Auction Community Studios, could having to prepare at home weaken the New York Jets? They're already. That's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The thing that you love about Mitch is that he's extremely tough.